Track number 7, text number 30, Canto 10, chapter 16. Therefore, among the demigods, they had distributed among themselves who will sing, who will play music, who will say Jai Jaikar, who will offer prayers, who will dance and who will shower flowers. Amongst themselves they had already decided. Therefore there was no mix-up of outer beat, betal, beswar, like that. Everything was so in order. Therefore it said Tat Chitra Tandav in text 30.
बाणी से अगोचर मेरे वर्णन शक्ति से परे वह विचित्र नृत्य
सुखदेव गोस्वामी सेज इट्स बियॉन्ड माय डिस्क्रिप्शन दैट विचित्र डांस ऑन हिज हुड्स सो दैट तांडव डांस
उसके
हिज विरुग्ण फण हिज फणस हिज हुड्स रुग्ण मीन्स एक्चुअली very severely bruised. Actually, some of them would even break into two, the hoods, very badly damaged and hurt. All his hoods were like a big umbrella, and so many of them were broken, like into two halves. Afterwards, the Lord made everything okay, like brand new. Became very nice. In this way he danced. Srila Sanatana Goswami explains that from his mouths, all his mouths, so much blood started to just vomit out with so much force. And it seemed like he will just die. There was so much blood. When a person loses so much blood, then blood pressure becomes very low and a person can die. So much blood came out, started to flow. And gatra bhagna, he says, means his body started to break, all his heads were broken. When Kaliya came in this condition, then he started to think that this must be the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now he's able to understand. Before he could not understand. Until he had so much pride and so much poison, he could not get this kind of intelligence. Now his intelligence has become so pure and his Krishna consciousness came out, was awakened. He could understand that this is Charachar Guru in text 30, that he is everyone's guru, including Brahma, Shiva, etc. This Supreme Personality of Godhead, I gave him a hard time. I fought with him. He came to my house and I tried to kill him, to bite him. I enveloped him in my coils. I'm a great offender. He started to think like that. Kaliya's heart changed. He says, Smritva Purusham Purana. He could understand. Now he could see.
Narayana,
the Puran Purush, Narayan, from whose navel the lotus flower came on which Lord Brahma was born, and who is the shelter of all living entities. That Prabhu, he who is the shelter of everyone, Manasa Jagama. Through his mind he went and surrendered. As it is, he has Krishna on his head, but favorably he surrendered through his mind. More than remembering, he had the great fortune of having Krishna on his head. Remembering does not mean so much here, because Krishna is personally on all his hoods. Whether he remembers or not remembers, Krishna was personally on his head. But it says here in text 30, Manasa Jagama, within his mind he approached Krishna, not with his words. He did not say anything with his words. Why? That I'm yours, my dear Lord. Please release me. I am your servant. I have made this offense. Please forgive me. He did not say anything with words, just in his mind. Because it was hurting so much, he had no strength even to speak, my dear Lord, I am yours, please forgive me. He had no strength. Even in a very weak vani, very, very weak voice, he could not say. Therefore, within his mind, Kaliya took shelter of the Lord. So as soon as he surrendered within his mind, his face changed. His burning eyes became very peaceful. He used to blow, hiss at Krishna. But as soon as he got bhakti in his mind, he became like a saint, like a saintly person. His eyes, his nostril, his approach, everything became very calm and very peaceful, like a saint he became. And his wives, they noticed. Then they came, all the wives of Kaliya, and they started to pray to the Lord. Before they didn't come, because they saw that he was fighting, he was being so demoniac with Krishna, so how they could come and pray on his behalf, because he was himself very, very fiercely acting with Krishna. So when they saw their husband has now become a devotee, they all came forward and they wanted to offer prayers to Krishna. That please let him go. He has made great offenses. And actually you have been very kind to him, they said. You have not punished him, actually. You have been really kind to him, they said. You have done anugraha to him. And actually that is true. It's not that they're just saying that as a matter of vyavhar. They actually felt like that. Like just like Narottama Das Thakur, he sings in his song about Kaliya's wife. Bhakti te jahar pailo Govinda charan. They had shuddh bhakti, pure devotion in their hearts. And they were pativrata women. They were chaste wives. The Nagas, they have these powers. They have complete powers of Ashta Siddhis. They can change their forms. They can look, they have snake bodies, but they can look like beautiful demigods and demigoddesses. Sometimes they don't look at all like snakes. Just like Lord Sankarshan's place, the Nag Kanyas, they come, and they come as most beautiful princesses. It's not that the top half is like a woman and the bottom part is at end of a snake. It's not like that.
घिसते हुए आ रही हैं, ऐसा नहीं है।
Like you see in the films, they come, they're pulling their end of the snake body behind them, and the top part is a woman's body. It's not like that. It depends on their desire.
सुंदर स्त्री के रूप में रहेंगे या सर्पिणी के रूप में या नाग पुरुष के रूप में या सांप के रूप में.
They can change their form as they like. They can look like a beautiful woman or they can look like a snake.
परम सिद्धि प्राप्त होती है.
They have परम सिद्धि.
सिद्धि पुनर्भवम वा. योग सिद्धि जो कहते हैं वो नागों को सहज प्राप्त है.
The yog siddhis that they talk about, nagas, they have all eight of them very easily. The nagas actually they're on the same platform almost as the demigods.
नाग देव ये सब जब भी प्रयोग किया जाता है.
नागस देवस किन्नरस
कहीं नहीं रखा गया.
They whenever they talk they're in the same category very high. But the manushya, humans are never mentioned. There is no place up there for the humans. But nagas, they are considered very siddhas. All kind of good qualities they have, powers. So these nag patnis, the wives of the Kaliya snake, they were chaste wives.
So
in this way, when Kaliya became a devotee and in his heart he got Krishna bhakti, at the same moment all the Kaliya's wives also got the same bhakti in their hearts because they were chaste wives. Whatever Krishna consciousness the husband receives, the chaste wives will automatically get them in their hearts. This is the rule. In the village customs, the women sing this song that the nag patnis, the wives of Kaliya, they go and wake up Krishna. The nag patnis, they tell Krishna, this is how they talk in stories in the villages. They sing song. The nag patnis go up to the little Krishna and say, go away from here, go away from here. Our husband is very dangerous. He will kill you. Whose son are you? Why are you here? Then Krishna says, I am Nanda Maharaj's son. I have come like this, like that. Then they said, run away, our husband is very dangerous, run away. And then Krishna says, I don't want to run away, I want to fight with him. Then the Nagpatnis got angry and they went and woke up Krishna. So this is how the stories and songs in tradition, people sing like that.
नागिन जाकर के जगा रही है तरफ का.
They have made movies like that. The sar is essence is still there, but it's not totally correct. Some sar is there. It's a tradition.
लेकिन जब कालिय भक्त हो गया.
But when Kaliya became a devotee of the Lord through his mind.
भगवान की शरण में जब वो गया.
When he went in the shelter of the Lord.
मन से गया इसका मतलब कि अब पूर्ण रूप से अपना मन अर्पित किया.
Means when he took shelter of Krishna in his mind, then total surrender. Oh Krishna, oh my dear Lord, I surrender unto you. I am your eternal servant. You have been so merciful to me. You came and you given me your bhakti. As soon as he thought like that, the wives of Kaliya also made so much advancement, and they came forward to offer their prayers to Krishna. Text number 31.
Krishnasya garbha jagatoti bharavasannam parsne prahar parirugna phanat patram drishtva.
Gurudev Goswami is saying in this text number 31, Krishnasya garbha jagato means of Lord Krishna garbha in his abdomen. Means they're singing that Krishna inside your abdomen is the entire universe. In other words, they know that Krishna was dancing on their husband's head with unlimited universe's weight inside his abdomen. They could understand. Kaliya had to lift all this extreme weight. If you put millions of pounds on somebody's head, as it is, he will get crushed. And then on top of that, banging their foot on his head, banging their weight on his head. It's like pulverizing him to nothing. So they're saying, Farna Sahasram, his thousands of hoods had been shattered completely. Drishtva, him Adyam Purusham, the Kaliya's wife, when they saw, they came near the primeval lord Adyam. Previously they were far away, but now they came forward and they were very much in anxiety. For one thing, they were very pleased that their husband's nature has changed. Our husband has become a Krishna Bhakta, but his body is destroyed. It's very nice that he's a devotee, but if his body is destroyed, that's no good. They were thinking he's just about to die any moment. Therefore, they came to take shelter of the Lord. In this verse, the last line, they were not able to take care of their bodies. They were so distressed that their clothes and their ornaments and their hair, it was all disarrayed. They ran to Krishna. They had no time to fix up themselves. They ran to Krishna in that condition. It's described that they come to him to ask for forgiveness for Kaliya and to save his life. Text number
32.
They, the wives of Kaliya, their minds were very agitated. They were very much one who has lost so much blood and his heads are crushed. There is no guarantee whether he will live 1 minute or 2 minutes. Therefore, he says, Suvigna Manasa, too much anxiety. Atha. They came to the shelter of the Lord.
Puraskrit Arbha, apne bachchon ko
Arbha, their children. They placed their children in front. Before coming, they placed their children in front of Krishna. Because they knew by seeing those little children, the Lord will become, his heart will melt. He'll become very merciful. How these so small children survive if the father is dead? How they will live?
The children,
by seeing the children, the Lord will be very kind. Actually, the Lord did not come to kill him, only to kill his pride. But they got worried. He's almost dead, and they thought that Krishna is really going to kill him. Because even in this condition, Krishna was still dancing on his hoods. He continued to dance, so they were totally convinced that he is going to kill him. To make this merciful glance, Krishna's karuna, they put the children in front of them. What did the children do wrong? They are born from him, but what is their fault? They did not do anything. The father might be a big rascal, a big rogue. made the whole lake poisonous, killed so many living entities. And when the Lord came, he had attacked Krishna, poisons and biting and fighting. So they were trying to say, whatever our husband was, but what did these children do to you? They are very innocent. Please be merciful to these children. What will their future be? Please let his father go. In other words, for the lives of others in the family, please let him live. Those children, I don't know whether they were in the form of small snakes or small boys, I don't know. Whatever it is, I don't think they would be in the form of small snakes. They're dressed like women, so their children must have been also like small children dressed in fine clothes. They put their bodies on the ground and offered obeisances. Whether on the side of the river or on the ground of the water, whatever it is, they offered obeisances. By offering obeisances, Mahatmas, their anger becomes shant. They give up their anger. In the Niti Shastra, it is written, Kopa pranama anta. Mahatma's anger remains for how long? Till the other person offers obeisances. When the other person offers obeisances, the saintly person immediately gives up his anger. But a rogue and a rascal, he does not. Despite somebody offering prayers or obeisances, Mahatmas, they say, okay, it's all right, no problem. And how long does their prem and their friendship last? Till the end of their lives. A saintly person maintains his love and his friendship till the end of his life. Their love lasts till the end of their life, and their anger lasts just for a moment. The Lord is the Ishwar of the Mahatmas. He is the Supreme Mahatma. So when they offered him pranams, immediately he became, he stopped dancing. First of all, they are women, and when women are coming and offering prayers, anyone will become kind. And when in front of them they come with their children, and when the children must have offered obeisances, they must have done sashtang obeisances. Then the Lord's heart must have become very merciful. Actually, even when he was punishing Kaliya and dancing and crushing his hoods, that was also his mercy. He was not a Karuna, although it seemed. He is Bhutpati, means he Bhuteshwar Shri Krishna. He is the of all living entities. When you are maintaining all the living entities, please, these children also have to be maintained. Or when we are widowed, who will take care of us? Your Bhutpati means you maintain some living entities through other living entities. Bhutpati means Bhute Pati Iti Bhutpati. One who takes care of other living entities through other living entities. In other words, if you let go Kaliya, he will maintain other living entities. This is the feeling of their words. They offered obeisances to Bhutpati. By offering their obeisances on the ground. And Kritanjali Putaha, Kritanjali Putaha, folding their hands in supplication. So you might ask, how can the snakes have hands to offer, fold their hands?
Kritanjali Putaha.
They are most beautiful women. They have taken forms of women and they're folding their hands. Sometimes you see in calendars and pictures, they draw that the top half above their waist is women and then the bottom part is a snake and they're moving and slithering their bodies like a snake. So if they can be half like women, can they not look the whole form like a woman? They do. But because they're Nag Patnis, wives of the snake, in traditional pictures they draw the bottom half of them as snakes. They say in this Swami world, Sukadev Goswami says, Shamalasya Bhartaha, means their sinful husband. They approach Krishna to grant shelter to their papi husband, for their sinful husband. They came to his charan. Whose charan, whose shelter is he coming? Sukadev Goswami says, Sharandam, one who grants Sharan. Why they want to release their papi husband, their sinful husband? Because they are Pativrata histories. They are chaste wives. The chaste wives, they never consider the faults of their husband.
Pativrata istriyan apne pati ke jeevan ki raksha ke liye.
The chaste wives of Kaliya came to the shelter of one who grants shelter. They approached. This Nag Patni Stuti, the prayers by the wives of Kaliya, are very famous, very important prayers in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So we are about to begin their prayers, but before that Srila Sridhar Swami, he writes, so he is speaking of the wives of the snake. So in different parts of Bhagavatam, different prayers are given and it has a great significance. The Nag Patnis, they're offering their feelings for Sri Krishna and for their husband Kaliya. These are very beautiful feelings. Just like in the Bhagavatam, the Gopijan, they offer prayers, or Prahlad Maharaj, he offers prayers, Sukadev Goswami, these Nag Patnis are speaking very important verses. In six shlokas, they're glorifying the punishment that he gave to Kaliya. They're saying, you did very good by punishing him. In six shlokas, and you did great anugraha for our husband. Punishment they're considering as anugraha. And in the next 10 shlokas, they're offering obeisances to the Lord. And in the last 5 shlokas, they're asking for a boon. They're offering prayers. 10, 6, 16, and 5, 21 shlokas of their prayers. Srila Sridhar Swami in his commentary in this way, he's making a survey, saying there's 21 slokas in this way. The Lord is still standing on Kaliya's head, but he stopped dancing. When he saw Kaliya's wife coming and offering obeisances, he stopped dancing and he's standing straight, listening. The Lord is very great, Mahan, still like a very humble person. If somebody has come to say something, he stops what he's doing and he listens. It's not that the wives have come, folded hands, offering prayers, and Krishna continues to dance. He was not like that. As soon as they came forward with their children and with folded hands, Krishna stopped dancing and started listening. They're offering obeisances. Text 33. Nag Patya Uchu. Our dear Lord. O Prabhu.
Dandaha Nyaya.
The punishment you have given to our husband, it is certainly Nyaya. It's certainly just. It should be like that, yes. You have done the right thing. Why? Because he is offender. Offender, you have given punishment, it is Nyaya. It is certainly just. Means it's totally fair. Tava avatar khal nigrahai. After all, you have incarnated in this world. For you to come from Vaikuntha in this world is to curb down the envious and cruel persons. Khal. Nagpatnis have so much knowledge. They can understand that the Lord has come down from the spiritual world into this world. When He comes to this universe, He has a few aims, and one of them is to Vinashaya cha Dushkritam.
Vinash.
Nash does not also means to kill them, means to curb their enviousness and their cruelty. Like in the Bhagavatam, it says Nasham Yadunam, the Yadavas were Nash. There the meaning has been spoken as Yadavas Adarshan, means their disappearance. They became, they disappeared from this Leela and they went back to Godhead. Nash there does not mean that they were killed and they were dead. That externally it seemed, but they disappeared and went back to Godhead. They were Krishna's parshadas. When the Lord says, Vinashaya cha Duskritam, I take my incarnation to kill the envious and cruel persons. I make their enviousness and cruelness disappear, or I take them to my dham. This is the meaning of Vinash. So the Nagpatanis are speaking like this. They're saying, Tav avatar khala nigrahaya. Your incarnation is to do nigraha, to khal, to envious person. To chastise and punish. The punishment that you have given to our husbands is actually not punishment.
यह अपने फल दिया है रिपोस्तानम अपितुल दृष्टे भक्षित तमम
यू हैव गिवन द फ्रूट
आप
फलम दे आर सेइंग फलम इन दिस द अल्टीमेट रिजल्ट
फल पर विचार करके ही दंड देते हैं फल का क्या अर्थ है
मींस यू हैव गिवन पनिशमेंट विद द फ्रूट आर द अल्टीमेट रिजल्ट इन माइंड फलम मींस हियर पुरुषार्थ How a living entity will get dharma, artha, kama, moksha. You are always thinking like this. How this jiva will be happy, how he will be sukhi in this world and then he will do bhajan and how he will become free from the cycle of birth and death. This is called phal, fruit. Ultimate result. But for Kaliya and for Kaliya, his the fall, the ultimate result was that he would lose his pride, his anger, and that he will get Param Purusharth of love for you at your lotus feet. Phalam. Anushansham means to consider, you have considered this kind of result to give to him and that is why you have punished him in this way. You have previously considered all this. Not just our husband, whichever cruel, envious person that you punish, you're always considering what is the best thing for him. Hatari Gatim. Your own enemy, you give them Vaikuntha. This is your swabhav, your nature. In this world, nobody has nature like that. Those who fight, those who curse him, those who are against you, you punish them and you send them to Vaikuntha. This is the nature of Krishna. In Ramayana, Kak Bhushandi says, the nature of Ram, I have never seen or heard anywhere. Who shall I compare him to? This is the Lord's swabhav. The wives of Krishna are glorifying this very fearful punishment that Krishna has given to their husband. And they're saying that you have considered very well and then you have given this punishment. To punish a very sinful person is actually better for him. He will not suffer after death. On top of that, you gave your lotus feet on his head. We don't know what he did good in his previous lives. The Nagpatnis are glorifying in this way. In this world, in anger, somebody may start to punish somebody out of anger, they will beat them, but they will never consider the result of their punishment, how it will do him good. They just start beating and getting angry and killing. Like the people in this world controlled by the three gunas. But you're not like that. What to speak of the Supreme Lord, but in this world, even the king, when he gives somebody punishment, if he's a good king, and if somebody has been very sinful, so for his good, the king would hang this criminal. Because when the king punishes a person, then this the killer, he becomes free from the sinful reaction. and he does not have to go to hell afterwards. But if the king does not punish him, then in the future this person, because of his sins, he has to suffer so much. He has to suffer many times the actions that he has performed. Therefore, in the Shastra, it is subscribed that the king should punish a very sinful person. Somebody who has performed a very, very sinful act, he should be punished right here before he dies. Otherwise, if he lives more, he will do more sinful activity, and then after that death, he'll have to suffer so much in the heavenly hellish planets. So even when a king gives this kind of punishment, he does it for the good of the ultimate good result of the sinful person. So what to speak of you? You are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You always think of the Pancham Purusharth, the love for you, how you can send him to the spiritual world, to Vaikuntha. This is what you think of in mind when you punish the sinful. And in text 33, any person who is Mahan, like a Mahatma, he has equal vision to his own sons and with an enemy. Ripo Srutanam Api Tulya Drishtam. If somebody is an enemy, the Mahatma, he does not think that this is my enemy. Like he has affection towards his son. Sukadeva Goswami uses plural word, his sons. Like he has affection towards his sons, he has affection towards an enemy. This is for an ordinary Mahatma, and what to speak of you? When the Lord's devotees have this kind of vision, then what kind of vision the Lord will have? And this is called knowledge. We are hearing and reading Bhagavatam, but when we read some very deep points in the Bhagavatam, we should consider it very deeply. Nagpatnis, they're speaking of Krishna's, simply speaking of his nature. How much love they're trying to explain their feelings, how much love Krishna has for the living entities. Suppose somebody's son is a rascal. He is a very envious and cruel person. And if the father chastises him and maybe gives him a slap, it is because of his affection for him. In this way, the Lord, he is unlimited affection. Whether he is chastising Kaliya or he goes inside Aghasur's stomach and rips his stomach, Bakasur or Jarasan kills Jarasan, but the Lord, his affectionate nature is still the same. Externally it may seem that Krishna is getting angry and he is punishing the demons and he's actually killed them. But anger is not possible in Krishna's form just as much the darkness is not possible inside the sun. If Krishna ever desires that he gets angry, he cannot get angry. He is sampurna kripamai. He is total kripamai, means he is made of kripa. From his toe to his head, it's all kripa, all mercy. Kaliya, towards Kaliya, Krishna has too much affection, even though it seems that he's punishing him and he's driving him out of Vrindavan. He has a lot of sneha, affection, and he's driving him out of Vrindavan, but he's leaving his footprints on all his hoods. When Kaliya said, I can go there back in the ocean, but what about Garuda? He will again come back and try to attack me. And Krishna says, now that you have on your head my footprints, Garuda will not do anything to you. He will get this news that the Lord gave him this mercy. Garuda will be your friend. As it is, he is your brother, your half-brother. Now he won't beat you. He will love you. Your nature previously was very bad. That's why he would fight with you and slapped you. Now he won't beat you. Now you have changed. Garuda is not a crazy man. You were non-devotee, that's why he was beating you. The Lord is being merciful. The Lord's love, His anugraha, His mercy, who recognize this? The wives of Kaliya, the wives whose husbands were practically crushed to death. Those women, they have understood the Lord's mercy. In Ramcharitmanas, Mandodari, the wife of Ravan, she tells Ravan, my dear Priyatam Pati, my dear husband, whatever you have done, I know Lord Ram, his nature is very soft. Even now, if you return Sita to him and apologize, he will not kill you. But because of coming in contact with him, he will give you something more. There is still time, you can still return Sita to him. Mandodari says, that personality for whom yogis, they perform so much tapasya, so durlabh, so difficult to attain, that Prabhu has entered your Lanka, your city. You should surrender to him. The Lord is here. Let's go take darshan and return Sita. In this way, Mandodari, she could recognize that Ram is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And she is trying to make her husband Ravan understand. But because Ravan was so proud, he did not accept. So the Lord killed him and took him. Therefore, Narottam Das Thakur says, Bhaktir te jahar paila Govinda charan. Because the wise of Kaliya could understand Krishna's nature. They had bhakti. When a person gets bhakti, because of that bhakti, they get gyan about Bhagavat Tattva, about the personality of Godhead. Without bhakti, one cannot understand the Lord's nature, His form, His beauty, etc. Cannot understand.
Bhakti nahi hone par Bhagwan kaise samajh mein aate hain nirakar.
Without bhakti, how one can understand the Supreme Lord? The impersonal, that's all. Nirakar. Without bhakti, they cannot see anything except nirakar, impersonalism, light. Just like in the, there may be so many things in complete darkness, but until there is some light, how can you see anything?
भगवान की क्रियाएं भगवान का किसी को दंड देना या प्यार करना कुछ भी करना भगवत स्वरूप है भगवान
इज मोस्ट डिफिकल्ट टू अंडरस्टैंड सो डिफरेंट फ्रॉम एनीथिंग इन दिस वर्ल्ड नो डेमिगॉड नो पर्सन कैन बी एवर हैविंग दोस क्वालिटीज देयर इज नो वन लाइक हिम
करना सब स्नेहमय होता है
हिज स्पीकिंग हिज वॉकिंग हिज Talking, everything is full of affection. He says, Mamai Vamsho Jiva Loke, Krishna's Ansha, his own parts and parcel. How he can become an enemy with his own parts and parcels? Can we ever be cruel to our own fingers? Can we just cut it off and throw it away? No. Because it's our part. So Jiva's living entities are parts of Krishna.
कोई बहुत बड़ा सुकृत था काली का कि वह वृंदावन में वास कर रहा
था मस्ट हैव डन
वास कर रहा था
सम ग्रेट पायटी बिफोर ड्यू टू विच ही केम टू लिव इन वृंदावन वट एवर इट वॉज वेदर आउट ऑफ फियर फॉर गरुड़ा और एनीथिंग ही इज लिविंग इन वृंदावन ही मस्ट हैव सम प्रीवियस पायटी टू बी एबल टू लिव इन वृंदावन And that also at a time when Krishna was personally present there performing his pastimes. To become a part of Krishna's Leela, the Kaliya became very, very glorious. All this the Kaliya's wives are recognizing. Therefore, in their prayers, very first word that they said is Nyayo, Nyay. What you did was very fair and just. In other words, you are in your own nature of affection. You did very good. He has committed great offense, and in this life, To clear his offense, the reactions, there will be no more reaction and suffering. He'll become pure. It's just like if somebody has a great disease, to cure that disease, the diseased person may feel a lot of pain in the treatment. But if his disease is cured, then it's very good. From today on, our husband has become a pure devotee. You did very good, Nyay.